is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Fincher half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Fincher. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Holscher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back to Garbery Gym here on the campus of Pickle High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We've got our second game of the Twin Bill, a doubleheader tonight, culminates with Botkins playing against Riverside. The winner comes back on Friday at 7 to meet Fort Laramie in the upper bracket sectional championship or a district semifinal, whichever you want to call it. Botkins Trojans, a prohibitive favorite here in game two tonight. Botkins 17-6 on the year, 7-5 in the Shelby County League. Botkins won its previous tournament game against Newton, led by only 7 at the end of 3, and won the game by 30, outscoring Newton 28-5 in the fourth quarter. Botkins played Riverside during the regular season, beat the Pirates by a final score of 77-46. Riverside 6-16 on the year, 2-6 in the Northwest Central Conference. You'll recognize the name of the head coach of Riverside, Seth Bowden-Miller, 2011 graduate of Jackson Center. He played under head coach Scott Elkert, of course. He's a Bowling Green graduate. and he began teaching high school math at Riverside the year after graduating from BG. In his first year at Riverside, Seth was the JV coach. This is year number four for Seth as the varsity mentor at Riverside. The Pirates have got a fine offensive player in John Zumberger, a 5'11 junior guard. He's the go-to guy. He needs a hot evening tonight for the Riverside Pirates. Ex-Lima Shawnee standout, Sean Powell, head coach of Botkins, second year. He was a 1,000-point scorer at Shawnee High School with Sean. And Botkins lured him away from Lima Perry. Year number two, he's done an outstanding performance as the head of the Botkins boys basketball program. And the Trojans find themselves one game away from a head-on collision with Fort Loramie for the third time this year and the second time in 2 weeks in a Friday night contest here at 7 o'clock, Chuck.
Well, let's make the assumption that they should get this game tonight.
Right.
That's going to be a war on Friday night.
You got to play each and every quarter, each and every game to advance. Fort Loramie found that out a little bit the hard way in game one.
Yeah.
Is struggling for a good half, trying to find rhythm offensively before eventually putting away the first game opponent tonight, Mississinewa Valley, by a final score of 39-25. Botkins may have to fight some complacency, having defeated Riverside by a score of 77-46 during the regular season. Riverside dropped games to Shelby County League foes, Jackson Center by 16, Rushi by 24, Fairlawn by 23 in the season, did beat Houston by 3. Riverside does own a 62-61 victory over Ansonia and a 64-55 win against Northeastern. Somehow, some way, Chuck, it's imperative for Riverside to get the pace of this game slowed down at least a little bit, because Botkins wants to push it, and Newton found out in the fourth quarter, the final 8 minutes the other night, when Newton gave up 30, that if you allow Botkins to run at will, the pace will become frenetic, and you'll get behind against Botkins.
Well, what we've seen from Botkins all year long is if they're making threes and they're running the floor and they start having fun, they're as good as anybody in this tournament. They've had some games where they're not making the threes, and then things kind of go south on them a little bit. But they're a talented basketball team, a very young basketball team still.
Right.
I think, like I said, if they're making threes and they're running the up and down the floor, they're going to be really, really hard to beat by anybody.
Well, as everyone heard in our pregame, our pre-recorded opening segment, which includes a number of highlights from the year, that Jaden Pretty, so fun to watch when he navigates the lane, probes the middle, attracts two defenders. He can make things happen so fast. And Botkins is tough to beat when Pretty's on his game.
Well, when he gets into the lane, they got two choices. If they go ahead and let him go up, the kid elevates on his jump shot better than anybody else in the league. If you run two people at him, you got Paul out there, you got Free out there, you got Wendell out there, you got kids that are going to spot up on the arc. And if they're making, that's what I said, they're making their threes, it's going to be a long night for Riverside.
Zane Paul is such a fire plug, too. What a spark he is. Strong young man. He's got infinite range, and he can also drive it to the basket.
Oh, yeah. He's not just an outside shooter. As a freshman, he was more of a three-point shooter. But as a junior this year, he has become a scorer, not just a shooter.
Right. Perhaps the most improved player on this Botkins roster is 6'5" Jacob Lyman.
Yeah, he didn't have a great game the first night, but he's got the ability to really do a number on the inside. And then his little brother is out there, and he didn't have a great game either until that fourth quarter when all of them kind of turned it on.
Jaden Pretty is averaging 13 points a game. Jacob Kleiman, a dozen. Zane Paul is averaging 9. Tyler Free is averaging 9. Jaden Wendell off the bench can shoot the 3. He's averaging 4. Denton Holman is averaging 4.5 per game. Carter Kleiman, 6'3 freshman, an X factor. He's an outstanding defender. Head coach Sean Powell uses him often on the other club's best offensive player. It's a Botkins team, which is pretty deep, Chuck.
Yeah, they can go down the line a little bit. I mean, we didn't even talk about Homan, who at 6'4", plays really tough defense in the middle.
And the names you'll hear most often from Riverside tonight are Zumberger, who we mentioned already, 11.7 a game from 6'2 forward Caden Burke, just a junior, as is Zumberger. So this is a young Riverside team. Cale Long, a 6-foot forward, averages 4 points a game. Wade Offlick, good player inside. Remember him last year, 6'4 senior, averaging 9 per outing. And Ethan Jackson, a 5'9 junior guard, averages 4 points per game. If this contest approaches the 60s, Riverside's probably in hot water.
I would say that if Botkins gets in the 60s, we're probably looking at a 25-30-point loss.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight for Game 2 of the evening between the Botkins Trojans and the Riverside Pirates. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Chuck, let's take a 2-minute break before the starters and the opening tip. Game 2 of the night, Botkins and Riverside. Fort Loramie won the first one over Mississinewa Valley, 39-25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee back at Garbury Gym, Piqua High School. Starting five being introduced for the Botkins Trojans. Denton Holman, Zane Paul, Jaden Pretty. Also in the opening five is Jacob Plyman and Carter Plyman. So it's the two Plymans, Holman, Pretty, and Paul in the opening five for the Trojans, who are the guests on the scoreboard, wearing the road black, white letters across the top, Botkins outlined in gold, black numbers on the black shirts with gold trim around the numerals. Opening five for the Riverside Pirates is as follows. John Zumberger, leading scorer, 16.8. He's joined by Cale Long, a 6-foot forward. Also in the opening five is Wade Offlick, a 6'4" forward. Ethan Jackson is out there as well, a 5'9" junior guard. And the fifth starter, along with Zumberger, Long, Jackson, Offlick, is Caden Burke. He wears 24. He is a 6'2" junior forward, 11.7 a game. Riverside in the home white, Chuck. Blue numbers outlined in red.
Well, we saw their girls team last night. Let's hope they score more than they did.
Opening tip to start the game, won by Riverside. Pirates moving from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Here's Skaden Burke, top of the circle. Outside the arc of the left wing, it's Wade Offlick, a long three-pointer. Lipped the rim and came out. Strong offensive board, though, by Riverside. Thrown back to the arc. A three-pointer chucked up by Burke. No, hit the back rim, and Botkins has it.
Well, they got three shots at it, couldn't make one.
Here's Plyman down low on the left for Botkins. Oh, a big-time drop step and a layup is good. We talked about the most improved player in the Trojans being Jacob Plyman. He shows us why on the first trip down the floor. Baseline right with the ball. Burke for Riverside. Flips it on the arc to a teammate, Zumberger. It sails over his head, out of bounds.
In his defense, the official scorer was open.
Yes. A good pickoff by the scorer. A minute gone, opening period, 2-0 Botkins. The winner will be tested by Fort Loramie on Friday night at 7. Botkins works the ball around the top of the circle at St. Paul. Into the post to Jacob Plyman. Little spin move, drop step again, left it short.
Yep. Didn't extend his arm.
Right. He does have a tendency to release the ball down around his right ear.
Yep.
Here's a long three-pointer, left corner, Riverside. Wow, it's good. Wade Offlick guns it in from 23 feet. 3-2 Riverside. Here's Jaden Pretty out of control, into the lane, got away with a walk, gave it up, got it back, swiped on the play. Good reach in. Cale Long snatched it from him. Up the floor to Ethan Jackson. Jackson through the top of the key on the arc to Zumberger. Fadeaway triple, hit the back brace. Rebound Plyman to Botkins, which trails 3-2. Up the floor to Pretty. Pretty journeys to the rim from the right corner. Layup, got it.
Two passes in about 3 seconds and a layup. That's how you run a fast break.
4-3, Botkins. 5:58 to go here in the first quarter. Wade Offlick on the arc for Riverside. Offlick 25 feet away, coming out to catch a Zumberger. Foul line extended left. Staggers a little bit. Good double team. Three-point try, Offlick. Clangs off the rim. Goes in the left corner. Riverside dives for it. Zumberger can't get it. Botkins can. Cross-court pass, Paul to Pretty. Baseline J from 12 feet. Skid it off the rim. No. Rebound, Riverside. Backcourt comes Zumberger. Up and over the timeline. Dribbles between the legs. Picked up by Paul. High dribble, Zumberger. Now Caden Burke. Burke goes baseline. Hooks it to Offlick. Offlick doesn't shoot. Baseline to Zumberger. Straightaway three by Burke. Wide right. Rebound pulled down by Holman of Botkins. 3 minutes gone. 4-3. Trojans lead. Behind the back, Zane Paul hands off to Holman. Now to Carter Plyman. Left corner, Pretty. Right back to Carter. Baseline drive all the way to the rim. Loops the pass into the lane. Blocking foul, Riverside. 4-3, Botkins. 4:51 to go in the first quarter. Chuck, I assume that was a pass by Carter Plyman. It was ruled a shot.
Yeah, yep. He got hammered on going to the basket.
Free throw, Carter. Good. 5-3 in favor of Botkins. 4:51 left here in the opening period. Second free throw, Carter Plyman dips the knees and connects. 6-3 in favor of Botkins. Here's a pass up the floor by Riverside into the corner, and it's a poor one, goes out of bounds.
That was a skip pass that skipped everything.
That pass went out of bounds by Riverside, a poor one. Here is Botkins, forecourt right. Long, quick three. Fast trigger by Pretty. Raises the rim, goes into the right corner. Botkins hustles to garner the rebound. To Plyman in the post. Spin move. Oh, look at that drop step. Left it short, got the rebound back. Short again. Carter Plyman's got it. The height of Botkins paying off. Low on the left to Holman. On the arc to Tyler Free, who's checked in. Botkins controlling the offensive glass. Baseline jumper by Free, way short. Rebound Riverside. Pirate players upset. Tyler Free might have undercut him. 3:58 to go, opening period. Botkins with a series of shots, Chuck, could not convert.
Well, Plyman's getting the ball inside. He's just not finishing. He's got to extend that arm and go up like he's the only one on the floor.
Yes, sir. 6-3, Botkins midway through the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Riverside possession, 6-3 Botkins. Riverside fortunate, Chuck, that Riverside, or the Pirates are fortunate. Botkins has not shot it very well here at the start.
Yeah.
We played better than 4 minutes. Riverside only 3 points. Botkins only six. And it's been a fast-paced game. Zumberger on the arc. He's picked up by Wendell, who's checked in now for Botkins. Jaden Wendell, 5'8 sophomore. There's a bad pass stolen by Botkins quickly down the floor. 1, 2, 3 passes to Pretty. Layup, yes.
The old Euro step right there. That would have been called a travel 10 years ago.
I think so. 3:20 left. Opening stanza, 8-3 Botkins. Riverside needs a bucket here. Here's a cross-court pass. Good defense by Pretty, who caused a travel. Okay, Botkins can rack up the points in a hurry. Begin to take for granted Botkins' defense, Chuck, which is pretty feisty. It's quick.
Well, they are quick.
3:10 left to go, opening quarter. Oh, there's a walk. Mazane Paul dragged the pivot foot. Overlooked by the referee, though. Baseline left, Tyler Free. Skips it cross-court to Paul. He can't save it. He comes right at us here at side court. Good save, but Chuck McBee out of bounds to Riverside.
Self-defense.
Inbounding the ball for the Pirates is Wade Auflick, 6'4 senior forward, spelled A-U-F-L-I-C-K. In backcourt, Riverside having a little difficulty getting it up, knocked away from Brody Rhodes, 5'8 sophomore guard, and head coach Seth Bodenmiller gets a timeout. 2:50 to go, opening quarter. Botkins up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
It will be Riverside possession. Pirates need to make this a good one. Botkins is ahead by 5. Riverside just 1 field goal so far in this game.
Yeah, they hit the 3 by Auflick that gave them a 3-2 lead.
And since that point in time, with 7 minutes left in the opening quarter, 4 minutes 20 seconds ago, Riverside has been scoreless. Ball inbounded, knocked out by Botkins, far side of the court. Pirates try again. Caden Burke enters to Brody Rhodes. Rhodes dribble drive into the lane. Hand off to Kale Long in the corner. On top to Burke. Burke explodes into the paint. Leaves it for a teammate. Kale Long baseline left. Hand off to the cutter down the lane. Up and in. Walker Whitaker. 6'1 freshman. Substitute off the bench. Big bucket for Riverside. 8-5. Botkins up 3. 2:12 to go. First quarter. Baseline left, Tyler Free into the lane to Plyman. Plyman catches, back to the basket. The 6'5 post player gives it up to Wendell. right side of the floor. It goes to Holman. Now Paul. Little give and go with Jacob. Jacob Plyman down the lane. Little push shot from 7 feet. Too hard. Tapped out by Bodkins. We've got Carter Plyman coming in for his brother Jacob Plyman as the sophomore enters, or I should say the freshman enters for the soft. Riverside in backcourt. We're stuck at 8-5. A minute 50 left to go here in the opening quarter. And here travel at midcourt by Zumberger. Good defense by Bodkins. But Bodkins is harassing. There's a foul line, Jay, by Burke. He freed himself up and drained it. Riverside within one, 8-7. Bodkins won the regular season game, 77-46, scoring more than 20 points in three of the four quarters. Here's Carter Plyman outside the arc of the right to Holman. Back to Carter, baseline cutting the rim, and he scores it.
Nice look by Holman and a great cut that time by
excellent.
Carter.
Yes, sir. Excellent assist by Holman. Minute left, first quarter, 10-7, Bodkins. Here's Riverside having a lot of difficulty in backcourt. Can Cale Long beat the 10 seconds? Well, head coach Bodenmiller will with a timeout. 63 ticks to go in the first. Three-point lead, Bodkins, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Tell you what, Chuck, Riverside has been pretty impressive so far, hanging right with the favored Trojans.
Yeah, they're playing really well. I mean, it's not luck. They got a really good game plan.
Zumberger behind the back at midcourt. Works against Wendell. Dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Lost it. Picked up though by Burke in the right corner on the baseline. Lost the ball. Bodkins tipped it off of Carter Plyman last.
They've only turned the ball over three times here in the first quarter.
That's a plus for Riverside. It is. Ball lobbed in, foul line to Burke. Left corner, Zumberger behind the screen. He's got it. 24-footer. Zumberger, trifecta. We're tied at 10. 36 seconds to go. Here's Tyler Free, forecourt, straight away. Took the pass, and he threw one in from downtown. Tyler Free counters, 13-10, Bodkins. 23 seconds left, first period. Here's Burke, cross court, catches, starts a drive, leaves it behind him for Zumberger. Right back to Caden Burke in the corner, 6'2 junior, feeds Offlick on top, enters the lane, trails it to Burke, line drive, triple, bingo by Burke. 13-13 tie, 2-1, midcourt, Zane Paul off the top of the board. Nothing decided. Bodkins 13, Riverside 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on Scores, scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And Bodkins begins the second quarter with a bang. What a pass Beautiful assist by Jaden Pretty. And who wound up getting the two-pointer?
That was Top. I don't have him in the book.
What a play by Botkins. And here's an interception to Zane Paul. Paul on the run out down the floor. Dylan Top on the court now. 6'3 sophomore. Where's 33 for Botkins? Uh-oh, Trojans moving screen out high, Chuck. That's like a turnover. Riverside gets it. Dylan Top was the beneficiary of that last great pass from Jaden Pretty of Botkins to give the Trojans a 15-13 edge. 32 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Here's Zumberger zipping up the right side of the floor for Riverside, and it's stabbed out of bounds by Pretty. Tell you what, Chuck, sometimes it works both ways. You beat a team badly in the regular season. Psychologically, you can have the edge in the postseason. Sometimes you're a bit complacent, and it's a much tighter game than you expected.
Well, I don't see Botkins going through the motions. I just see Riverside playing well.
Exactly. Riverside playing with confidence. Head coach Bodenmiller's got him fired up. 15-13, Botkins lead. Deep in the right corner, Burke. He's double-teamed, and Botkins swats it away. Steal by the Trojans. Here comes Paul. Down the floor to Pretty. Lob down inside to Jacob Plyman. Back to the basket. Throws on top for Paul. Picked off by Zumberger. Deflected from behind by Pretty. Stolen away by Botkins. One steal deserves another. Here's Paul rumbling down the floor. Hand off to Pretty. Into the top of the key. Outside the arc to Carter Plyman. Good inside pass to a teammate who might have traveled, but the ball was lost by Botkins anyway. Riverside possession. 6:30 to go, second quarter. Riverside hanging right with Botkins. Deep in the left corner is Caden Burke. He's doubled. Pounding defense by the Trojans as always. Here's Zumberger against Pretty. He loses him into the lane. 10-footer danced around the rim and fell off. Rebound Botkins. Long throw to Pretty. Baseline left to Carter Plyman, and he is handcuffed and fouled. Botkins got the ball down the floor with a good look, fast, and Riverside was caught napping.
Well, when your big guys run the floor like that, good things happen.
Yep. Carter Plyman, foul line, Botkins, swish. 16-13 Trojans, who were tied up with Riverside at 13-all after one. Tomorrow night, we're off, nothing doing, no webcast. We return here Thursday for a doubleheader, lower bracket, sectional semifinals, or
district semifinals.
I'm sorry, yeah, lower bracket, sectional semi.
I don't know.
I'm that. Lost. No.
We got a couple of basketball games.
Yeah, right. Lower bracket sectional championship Thursday.
Yeah.
According to the Southwest District Athletic Board. Well, actually, it's a district semifinal. I'm lost. I'll clear it up in a moment.
Friday and Saturday are the district semifinals.
Right. There you go. That was succinct, Chuck. Thank you very much. Correct and crisp and clear. 17-13, four-point lead for Botkins after two made free throws by Carter Plyman. Here's a nice entry right down the lane goes Zumberger. Deals to Kale Long. He's hacked on the arm as he goes up for the short shot. Love the way Riverside is working the basketball. Pirates working the ball well.
They are. I mean, they're playing really hard.
Free throw no good. 5:36 left, second quarter, 17-13. Botkins by four. Second free throw by Kale Long on the way. In and out. Botkins has the rebound. Pirates left two on the floor right there. On top is Free. Shot fake. Behind him to Pretty. Into the post to Carter Plyman. Right back to Pretty. Here's Jacob Plyman. Long triple. It bounced off the ring. Oh, what a follow. Tyler Free was not boxed out. He snatched the board, scored, and was fouled on the shoulder.
Yeah, that's a bad play by Riverside and a great play by Free.
And head coach Bodenmiller is walking in front of his bench with his head down. That should have been an easy rebound for the Pirates. Three-point play chance by Tyler Free. And it bounces around and off. Rebound Pirates. Bodkins has scored six straight. Pressure in backcourt. Steal by Bodkins. Long three ball by Free. Short. Rebound, Riverside. Knocked out by Bodkins. No. Off the hand of a Riverside player. I think that call was blown. ...19-13, Bodkins up six, 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Tyler Free on the arc, on a weave to Jaden Pretty. Pretty's got the ball 30 feet out, goes to Wendell. Wendell, Jacob Plyman facing up from 15. Little bunny hop in the lane, steps are called. Good call by the referee, Riverside possession. Pirates have not scored here in the second quarter. We played more than 3 minutes. They've been whitewashed by Bodkins, which has played mighty good defense. Here's Offlick on the loose down the floor. Gives it up to Zumberger on the arc. Deep left corner, Caden Burke. Baseline runner, bank shot. It's get it off the rim. Rebound taken down by Holman of Bodkins. Backcourt to Wendell. Zane Paul on the bench the last couple minutes, checking in momentarily. In the lane, Plyman. Spin move, ducks under, overshoots it. Weak side rebound, not good. And the board comes to Burke of Riverside. Pirates played pretty good defense. That trip down the floor by Bodkins, which could not produce 2 points. Here's Burke in the right corner, looks for the cutter. He's boxed in, makes a pass. Zumberger's challenged on the driving layup. Missed it wildly. Rebound Bodkins. Wendell loops it down the floor to Jacob Plyman. Layup is good. Bodkins up eight. Boy, Trojans, Chuck, are at their very best when they run the floor and beat you to the
cup. Oh, absolutely.
They can beat you to the basket at the other end. Here they make a steal, and Jacob Plyman's got a chippy. A feed by Wendell. Jacob Plyman layup. Pickpocket by Bodkins, which has exploded to a 10-point spread. Midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Chuck, as often is the case for a real good basketball team, the defense fuels the offense.
Yeah, you see that a lot. Not having a great offensive night, there's no excuse not to play defense.
Zumberger rambles up the right side of the floor in a crowd. Foul, Bodkins. 23-13, Bodkins with 10 straight points. And Bodkins has blanked Riverside here in quarter number two. Midcourt, Zumberger with the ball for the Pirates. Dribbles to the top of the circle, down the lane, all the way to the rim, shovels it, makes it.
That's Zumberger, good drive, no help.
Zumberger for two, pretty counters for Bodkins. Goes out top to Zane Paul. Long, high-arching three. A soft shot nestles in the nylon.
That's his first shot of the night. And, boy, that thing just kind of rolled down into the net.
It was a floater. 26-15. Bodkins up 11. Baseline seven-footer. As Riverside pushed it. Cale Long, no good, but he's tagged on the wrist. Couple of free throws here for Cale Long. 26-15. 11-point lead for Bodkins. 3 minutes to play in the second stanza. Foul shot good. 26-16. First point, Pirates. Second period.
After being tied at the end of the quarter.
Right. We got Tyler Free, Zane Paul, Wendell, Carter Plyman, Holman on the court now for Bodkins. Free throw, no good. Strong offensive board by Burke. His eight-footer, high off the glass, no. Rebound Bodkins. Long pass down the floor. Trojans throw it away. Out of bounds. Pirates possession, trailing by 10. 26-16. 2:51 left, second quarter. Inbounded to Zumberger, 80 feet away. 94-foot floor here at Piqua. Zumberger on the loose down the lane. Late handoff down low on the right to Burke. Burke knocked to the floor, shot short. Botkins has got it. Over guarding side floor, Brody Rhodes tried to track down Paul, who raced past him. Foul common, four each way, 2:36 to go here in quarter number two. The lead is 10 for Botkins. Zumberger, Long, Burke on the floor for Riverside. Brody Rhodes is in. Walker Whitaker, 6'1 freshman in there. Jamison Meyer in the game for Botkins. Look out. He throws in a long triple from the left corner. How about that, Chuck?
Jamison Meyer. Oh, he is an outstanding shooter.
5'8 sophomore. Here's a steal in backcourt by Botkins. It is Paul. Bounce pass off the leg of Playman out of bounds. It was Jamison Meyer who cranked up a long three, what, at the end of the first half, was it, the other night?
Yeah, it did a long one, and it actually got him rolling a little bit.
He hit one in the second quarter against Newton in the first-round game for Botkins, and he enters the floor right here and jettisons in a long triple on his first shot. Marvelous young shooter is Jamison Meyer, a 5'8 sophomore. Ball thrown by Botkins down low on the right to Carter Playman. Turnaround shot no good. The rebound jammed out of bounds by Riverside. Pirates only one bucket here in the second quarter. Trailing by 13, 29-16. Minute 55 to go till halftime. Jamison Meyer inbounds on the arc to Paul. Straight away it goes to Free. To Paul, to Free. Line drives up the triple wide left. Rebound Riverside. Here come the Pirates. Offlick on the go. Pulls up against Jacob Playman. Veers into the right corner. Looks for help. Flings it on top to Kale Long. Hand off to Zumberger. Minute 33 to go in the half. Botkins up 13. Deep in the right corner, Walker Whitaker. Back to Zumberger. Enters the lane. Way out of control. Good defense. Botkins steps her call. Down to a minute 24 to go in the second quarter. Botkins up 13 thanks to great defense.
Yeah, they've been outstanding here in the second quarter.
Riverside simply can't get an open shot. Whenever Riverside does want to shoot, it seems like Botkins has two or three men hanging on the Pirates shooter. Deep left corner, Meyer with the ball for Botkins. Little jab step, almost let it go, didn't. On top to Free, right side it goes. To the three-point shooter, Jamison Meyer got the assist from Pretty. It rolled off the rim. Rebound down to the Pirates. 54 seconds to go. Second quarter. Offlick barrels in right baseline. Fadeaway 10-footer. It skipped off the iron. He followed, got the rebound back, and laid it through. Offlick for a field goal. 29-18. Botkins, Pretty down the floor. Down inside to Jacob Playman. Assist Pretty. Steal Paul. He stole it and missed the shot. In, out, in, out. Rebound below the backboard. Out of bounds off Botkins. What a play by Zane Paul. A neat pickpocket, but he couldn't get the short two-pointer to go.
Yeah, it was a bounce off the front of the rim and came back out.
13-point lead, Botkins. Jamison Meyer comes off the floor shaking his head, Chuck, because he missed one.
He's only 50%.
23, 22, 21 seconds to go, first half. Zumberger midcourt for Riverside. Double team, got to get rid of it. Little too much harassment by Botkins. Foul on the back of the wrist. 18.5 to go, second quarter, 31-18, Botkins. Here's Zumberger in backcourt. As I look up across the way in the mezzanine upper deck here at Piqua, I see the Fort Laramie Redskins looking on. Baseline left. It goes on the play to Burke. Burke gives it up, gets it back, hands off to Whitaker. His time expires in the second quarter, and he missed it from 8 feet away. It would have counted had it gone. Riverside was held in check to 5 points in that second period. Meanwhile, Botkins tossed in 18. And the Trojans have worked themselves out to a margin of 13 points. We were tied at the end of one at 13 apiece. It's 31-18 Botkins at our halftime break. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It is halftime at Pickwa's Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwa High School here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 31-18, Botkins over Riverside, big second quarter for the Trojans.
Well, Botkins out-rebounded them 17-12, 5-4 on the offensive glass. Riverside ended up turning it 10 times in the first half. Not terrible, but probably too many.
Yep.
Six for Botkins, four or five from the free throw line for the Trojans, one of four from the free throw line for Riverside. Individual scoring, they had three young men with five. Offlick and Burke and Zumberger all had five. They got two out of Whitaker and a single free throw out of Cale Long. They scored 13, dropped all the way off to five in the second quarter. Botkins, on the other hand, was led by Jacob Plyman with eight. They got six from Carter Plyman, five from Tyler Free, four from Jaden Pretty, three from Jamison Meyer, three from Zane Paul, two from Dylan Topp. They scored 13 and 18 and lead it 31-18 at the half.
Defense, defense, defense. Botkins stumped Newton with a 28-point fourth quarter. Held him to five in that fourth period, did Botkins, in game one of the tournament for the Trojans tonight. Just splendid defense in this second quarter of action, holding the Riverside Pirates to, what, a mere 5 points in quarter number two?
Yeah, they've made a couple of threes. Well, actually, they made three threes all in the first quarter.
Right.
They're doing a much better job of closing out on the arc, and they're getting absolutely nothing inside.
I'll tell you what, Chuck, Botkins rivals Anna in getting the ball down the court after a make or a miss in lickety-split fashion.
That's what they want to do. They get the ball and they're running. They had a couple of real pretty fast breaks in that first half.
Yeah, Jaden Pretty.
I think he was involved in one of them.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 31-18, Bodkins over Riverside on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And welcome back here to Garbery Gym at Piqua. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Local Equipment underwrites this segment. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, we highlight seniors recognized by Local and Jackson Center, which moved there from L.A., California in 1982. Local Equipment's roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California. Local is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Thanks so much to Local. We note seniors on the two clubs' rosters, Chuck. Denver Jackson, a senior for Riverside. Wade Offlick, a senior for Riverside. The only two 12th graders for the Pirates. And for Bodkins, only senior, Elliot Gubo, out with a hand injury. Not expected back in the next game or two, I don't believe. Now, those are the only seniors. They're recognized tonight by Local Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Piqua, along with Heath Geyer, former Bodkin star. Heath, when was it you played? I remember calling so many three-pointers made by Heath Geyer. Geyer lets it go behind the arc. It's good. It's good. Heath, when did you play?
Oh, 2012, 2013 was my senior year.
Okay.
I played in here as a sophomore. We actually beat Riverside's head coach, Bowden Miller. That's an upset. Now, you called.
Yeah.
And then the junior year and senior year, I was on this floor as well. I didn't play as freshman on the varsity floor. So.
Yes. Seth played at Jackson Center.
Yep. Yes, he did. He was 2 years older than me. They had a great team. Andy Hoying, Jacob Mann, and then Elkert and Alex Meyer. They were our good players. So he's got a good fundamental sound when you're getting taught by Scott Elkert.
Heath, did you ever see a shot you didn't like?
If I was open, I let her fly.
Good talking to you. Heath Geyer, former Bodkins Trojan, a big fan of scoresbroadcast.com. Didn't miss any scoring 30 seconds into the third quarter. We're still stuck at 31-18, right,
yeah,
Chuck?
Yeah, we had a miss at the one end, got a rebound, and Paul took it for a shot, got fouled, just missed the first free throw.
And could you hear Heath all right?
Good.
He was talking through my microphone. I was trying to share it with it. In and out on the foul shot to Zane Paul. Second one bounces around, and it's no good. Riverside got the board. Here is Offlick in backcourt. Gives it up the right side to teammate Ethan Jackson. Foul line, Cale Long. Oh, everybody leaves. Offlick who lets it fly. 24-footer short. Rebound, Bodkins. Minute gone, third quarter. Here's Paul to Pretty in the left corner. They look inside for Jacob Plyman. Bodkins has the five on the floor who began the game. On the arc, it's Holman. Flips down inside to Jacob. Hook shot, seven-footer, no good. Bounced around, came off. Rebound, Pirates. Offlick to midcourt, picked up by Carter Plyman. Offlick goes right side to Long, to Zumberger in the lane, to Burke in the corner. Good tight defense by Jacob Plyman, and then a defensive foul for overguarding is called. Yeah, Heath Geyer tracked me down the other night, Chuck, and he came up to me and he said, "Jack, do you remember this?" And I said, "What? Tell me." And he said, "Heath Geyer for three. It's good." Here's a long-range shot to Riverside. Short.
Wow.
Cale Long barely drew iron. Bodkins down the floor in a hurry. Jacob Plyman baseline right, twists and turns, and he's tagged on the wrist. Well, we played better than 90 seconds here in the third quarter. Nobody scored. Riverside's only put five points on the board in the last 11 minutes.
Yeah, they're not playing much offense. Give Bodkins some credit.
Free throw swished by Jacob Plyman. 32-18 in favor of Bodkins.
Jacob's got nine.
Second shot for Plyman. Bodkins has done a better job tonight getting the ball into Jacob than we saw during a couple regular season Shelby County League games.
Right.
Second free throw off the back flange. Missed it. Rebound Offlick. He's barricaded right in front of us. And he frees up a pass to Ethan Jackson. To Zumberger. Here's a left corner three ball. Wide right. Missed badly by Walker Whitaker. Loose ball rebound though. Picked up by Cale Long and laid in. 32-20. Bodkins by 12. Long pass down to Jacob Plyman. Cross court to Pretty. Who guns a three. Bingo! He's got it. 35-20 on the triple by Pretty. Here is Riverside down the floor in a hurry. Knocked out of bounds on the play by Bodkins. Foul called.
Yeah, they called a foul on Paul. He just reached in.
Tyler Free comes in for Pretty. Jacob Plyman out for Bodkins. Riverside inbounds in the left corner. Here's a baseline drive, then a wraparound pass by the Pirates. Ethan Jackson kicked by Bodkins. 5 minutes, 41 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 15-point lead for Bodkins. Inbounding Zumberger. On the arc to Cale Long. Hop, step, and a jump into the lane. Bank shot, no good. Nice rebound, Burke. Five-footer, no good. Hit the back ring. Rebound down to Paul. Up ahead to Wendell. Stops, doesn't pop. to Carter Plyman, back to Wendell. Skips it cross court to Tyler Free. Free motions. Hand off straight away Wendell. Right side pass Paul. Hoist up a three, in and out. Long rebound to Wendell. He jacks up a triple. It's strong. Riverside's got it. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Bogdan's up 15. Baseline drive, Ethan Jackson for Riverside. It is knocked away by Botkins. Down the floor to Paul. Paul powers to the rim, overshoots. Rebound, Offlick. Boy, neither team can buy one.
That wasn't even close.
No. Up court to Zumberger in the left corner for the Pirates. Over guarding is Paul. Now Offlick. Ball high overhead. Feeds on top to Caden Burke. Down the lane, up and under. It dances off, but a foul on Botkins. Neither team can buy one. 4:41 to go, third quarter, 35-20 in favor of Botkins. Only 6 points scored here in the second half. Caden Burke at the stripe, two for the Pirates, way short. Tell you what, Chuck, like bunting in baseball, good free throw shooting in high school basketball has become somewhat of a lost art.
I was a terrible bunter, but I was a great free throw shooter.
Next free throw off to the right. No good. Riverside missed a pair. Quickly down the floor. Pretty. Baseline left to Tyler Freeze. Choked off. Back to Pretty in the corner. He hurls up a triple and zeroes in. Two threes in the second half for Pretty. 18-point lead, Botkins. 38-20. Pretty a little too aggressive at midcourt. Botkins bench wanted a shoulder foul offensively called on Riverside. Nothing doing. Right call made. Ball inbounded left corner. Jackson. Cross court to Burke. Burke is available. Shoots a three ball short. Rebound Zumberger. He drives to the rim. Hacked on the arm. 38-20. Botkins by 18. Common foul. 4:15 left here in the third quarter. The winner catches Fort Loramie on Friday night at 7. That is a district semifinal or sectional final, whichever way you want to term it. And here is Riverside inbounding the ball. Botkins Trojans thought they had a tie-up. It's ruled a reach in a hook against the Trojans. Pirates fall baseline right. 4:11 to go, third quarter. Inbounding John Zumberger. He looks, shovels it in to Burke. Burke tries to shoot over Plyman, not a chance. Plyman got a piece of it. Rebound down to Botkins, to Pretty, to Wendell. Ball lobbed in the lane to Jacob Plyman. He spins it, hooks it in with a left hand.
That was smooth.
Nicely done by Jacob Plyman, and the score has been doubled. 40-20. Steal, Botkins, midcourt. Pretty lobs it down the floor to Jacob Plyman for a big-time flush. A huge dunk, flushed in by Jacob Plyman. Assist Pretty. 42-20. Botkins running away now. Offlick 30 feet away. Handoff to Burke. Burke on the arc. Has an opening. Through the crevice, down the lane. Lays it up. Oh, it rolled around the rim four times and came off. A lid on it for Riverside. Three-pointer Wendell. Bullseye. Crowd going crazy.
There's that run.
Woo! Trojans erupting. 45-20. Botkins. Three-pointer, right corner, Wendell. 3 minutes to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got plans this Friday night? The hottest bar in town is now serving up the ultimate. Seafood selection?
That's right. Frisch's Ultimate Seafood Bar is packed with dozens of sizzling seafood and sides, like our crunchy battered whitefish, popcorn shrimp, steamed broccoli, and new crab cakes. It's Friday's hottest bar scene. Or come in every day for new shrimp and cheddar grits or our meat-free Impossible Big Boy.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
We're pleased to be sponsored by Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified, licensed physical therapist. Jim Spitzer works individually with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program and maintains great progress by creating a specialized home plan for you. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy. He treats knees, he treats shoulders, he treats ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, accepting all major commercial insurances, including Anthem plus Medicare and workers' comp. Here's Jamison Meyer shooting a three for Botkins after a Trojan steal. It rimmed out, no good. Rebound taken down by Riverside. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Chuck, about the time you think Botkins has gone cool, the Trojans can pour in seven or eight very fast points.
They have no trouble getting on runs.
Riverside just missed an errant shot. Threw it up from distance badly. Long rebound to Pretty of Botkins. He scoots the other way. Unmolested driving layup. And the lead is swollen to 47-20. Here's a backdoor play by Riverside. A good cut to the rim. Driving layup, yes, by Walker Whitaker. And a foul against Botkins. 2:21 to go here in the third quarter. Chuck Botkins has scored, I think, about 12 points in the last, less than 2 minutes.
They've scored 16 here in the quarter.
Right, after a slow start.
After a real slow start to the
field goal by Whitaker of Riverside. Free throw coming to convert the three-point chance. ...47-22, Botkins up 25, free throw by Whitaker, yes, 47-23. Jamison Meyer on the floor at guard for Botkins, 5'8 sophomore, very good three-point shooter. Ball skip cross-court to Pretty. He looks over the defense of Riverside, surveys the action, whistle blows, foul away from the ball, holding on Botkins.
Called 3 seconds.
Oh.
That's maybe the second one I've seen all year.
I've seen three.
I must have nodded off on the third one.
2 minutes left, third quarter. Dribble drive, Zumberger down the lane. Hook shot is a wild one. No good. He tried to throw that one up and over big 6'7 junior Garrett Grevy of Botkins. And Grevy got a fingertip on it. Ball went out of bounds. Ball lobbed into Cale Long for Riverside. Hits off LeClos on the left. Turnaround six-footer. Good. 47-25. Botkins leads. 1:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Jamison Meyer, top of the circle, down the lane. Running one-hander. Banked it, no good. Rebound, Zumberger. 3-on-2. Zumberger head to Cale Long. Driving layup. He's challenged. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Zumberger. And he is obliterated. Fouled. He'll get two. 1:28 to go, third quarter. Chuck, has this been a long quarter, or is it just me?
No, it's been a long quarter.
Whistle, whistle, whistle. Free throw, Zumberger, yes. 47-26, Botkins by 21. Second shot, Zumberger. Dips his knees, pumps it up and through. 47-27. That's, I think, 7 points in a row by Riverside.
Yes.
Here's Meyer outside the arc on the left to Wendell. You score 7 in a row late in the third quarter, and you're still down 20. 25 feet out on the right for Botkins. It is Carter Plyman. Jaden Pretty, baseline left. He's got the angle around his defensive man who checks him a little too aggressively. Foul on Brody Rhodes.
It's only a third team foul on Riverside.
Minute to go, third quarter. 47-27 in favor of Botkins. Here's Jamison Meyer on the arc into the lane. To Wendell behind him. He hoists up a three short. Rebound banged off the glass by Grevy. Here comes Riverside. Down the floor comes Rhodes. Hand off to Offlick. 46 seconds to go. Offlick inside the three-point line. Jump shot short. Long rebound to him. Drives. He's hindered as he shoots, and he'll get two. 42 seconds left, third quarter. Like pulling teeth to get through the third period. Winner of this game gets Fort Loramie Friday night at 7 in a district semifinal or sectional final, whichever which way you want to term it.
Number 10, Denver Jackson.
47-28, first foul shot by Offlick, rolled around, went through. Second one, dips the knees on target. 47-29 in favor of Botkins. I think that's 9 points straight by Riverside.
Yep, making a comeback.
Which trailed 47-20. Botkins is streaky offensively. They'll hurt you with 10 or 12 points in less than a couple minutes. Then might go two or three and not score much at all. Here's Jamison Meyer deep in the left corner. Out high to Pretty. Botkins coasting somewhat now. Final 20 seconds, third quarter. With the ball for Botkins is Dylan Topp. Topp's a 6'3 sophomore. Lanky kid. Down to 10, 9, 8. Here's Pretty, midcourt, top of the key. Drives, navigates the lane, probes the middle, left-hand layup, good, just before the buzzer. Well done by Botkins, Jaden Pretty. Will you keep in his hands? He'll take the ball the last 8 or 10 seconds and make something good happen. 20-point lead, Botkins. We'll start the fourth in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Go, go. Everybody up.
The sounds of the referee in the background here at Garbury Gym at Piqua. 49-29. Botkins leads Riverside as we start the fourth and final quarter. A few minutes ago, we were chatting with you about Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Jim Spitzer is a superb physical therapist. He's a good guy to know. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle. And Pinnacle accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. And for the last 13 years, Jim Spitzer has operated for sales, physical therapy, and sports rehabilitation. It is located on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 419-1491, 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. As we start the fourth quarter, common foul on Riverside as Ethan Jackson grabbed the arm of Zane Paul of Botkins. Trojans inbound. Tyler Free roams out on the arc with the ball, picked up by Offlick. Oh, Offlick with a nifty pickpocket. He's a runaway the other direction. Tried to dunk it and blew it. Here comes Botkins. Zane Paul, forecourt left. Gives it up, gets it back. Now to Tyler Free. Tough break for Offlick. Baseline left, Plyman. In the lane, it goes from Jacob to Carter Plyman. On the arc to Free. Mid post now to Jacob, who squares up. Double teamed. Good defense by Riverside, or was it? Nope, a foul. And head coach Seth Bodenmiller, Chuck, of Riverside, I think is pleased with the last 4 minutes of this game.
Well, he has to be. I mean, Botkins such an explosive basketball team, and you knew they're going to get some runs on you. They just haven't had enough offense to keep up.
Nope. They've missed some short shots, including a dunk a second ago.
Well, if this was a real tight game, I would have said that was not a good attempt. But if you're 20 and you're a senior, go ahead and try it.
Right. Here is Botkins in the right corner with the basketball. It is handed off on the play from Dylan Topp to a teammate baseline. And Riverside gets a piece of it. Botkins flicks it out of bounds last. Pirates into the forecourt. Ball handed off to Ethan Jackson. Jackson down inside to a teammate. And then Jackson gets it back and lays it through. Jackson nearly steals the inbounds pass. Botkin still has it. Here's a high throw to midcourt to Tyler Free. Uh-oh, over and back.
He jumped from the forecourt and caught it in the backcourt without establishing himself back there. That's why it was over and back.
Sure did. Thank you, Mr. Referee McBee. The two crews tonight have been razor sharp.
Absolutely.
Excellent officiating here at Pickwas Garber Gym for the second round D4 boys tournament games. Here's John Zumberger, 25 feet away. He's been dealt some pretty good defense by Botkin. Zumberger leading scorer on the year, nearly 17.
Long three. Seven.
Only seven for him, Zumberger. Yep, fine D, but Botkins. Three-pointer missed by Ethan Jackson. Rebound down to Botkins. Telegraph pass broken up by Riverside. Offlick the other way. He's doubled in the half court. Throws an errant pass right to Carter Plyman to Botkins. 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. 49-31 in favor of Botkins. Well, one more streak by Riverside, Chuck, would get this game down to near 10. Don't know if the Pirates have got it in them here or not. Botkins a little too worried about milking clock instead of running offense. 5 to go in the fourth. Carter Plyman cross-court to Tyler Free. Shot fake into the lane. Jump, shoots, 10-footer. No good. Hit the back rim. Splashed right into the lap of Walker Whitaker of Riverside. Up to Offlick. Baseline drive. Fall-away 10-footer. Lipped the rim. Rebound, Tyler Free. Poor shooting, fourth quarter. Botkins up the floor to Zane Paul. Very sloppy look. Bad pass. Picked off by the Pirates. Zumberger left corner. 4.5 to go. Botkins up 18. And literally handcuffed on the play as Zumberger. Foul called. Double bonus, I think.
That was 10th foul, yep.
Foul number 10 on Botkins. Two free throws here for Zumberger of Riverside. Yeah, Pirates defense second half has been sticky. Stingy defense by the Pirates the last 12 minutes, holding Botkins to 18 points during that stretch. And a couple of 3-minute spurts during which Botkins hasn't scored. Full timeout, just over 5 to play in the game. Botkins up 18. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, Chuck, I'll tell you, Botkins head coach Sean Paul has obviously witnessed here in the last few minutes what we've talked about. Botkins' game has hit a lull, a dead spot.
Well, if they're not shooting threes, they sometimes really get stagnant. Yeah. Secondly, like you said, they're trying to run clock. That's not their strength.
No. Botkins is better off attacking. Zumberger, free throw line, Riverside, swish, double bonus. He's got the second. Here it is, 1, 2, 3 dribbles. On the way, good again. 49-33, Botkins, which has been outscored 13-2 in the last 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Here is Carter Plyman in backcourt. Sloppy pass up ahead to Free, now to Wendell, 30 feet out.
Not handling the full court press very well at all.
No, the Pirates' full court pressure has been a little tough for Botkins to deal with. Baseline left, Tyler Free, drop step up under, good for two, and a foul. That breaks the ice for Botkins. Only 2 points in a long period.
Yeah, that was a nice drop step like that, like you said, by Tyler Free that time.
18-point lead for Botkins, 51-33. He was fouled in the act of scoring. Free throw, mighty long. Rebound, though, Jacob Plyman. Right back to Tyler Free. On the arc to Carter Plyman. Carter's got it. Deals Free. Center circle, Wendell. Wendell lobs, foul line, Plyman down low, wide open, Tyler Free, layup good.
Great look by Homan that time. They hit him at the high post, and he found Free on the baseline.
I'm sorry, let's give credit where it is due. It was Homan. Denton Homan on the assist. Long three-pointer, Burke, Riverside, overshot it. Loose ball, rebound, far corner, Kale Long, can't recover, out of bounds to Botkins. 3:32 to go, fourth quarter, 53-33 in favor of Botkins. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for the Trojans, up to Homan. Homan to Free, back to Homan. Chest pass for Wendell. Busted up by Riverside, and it goes out of bounds. Another substitution, head coach Sean Powell of Botkins. Getting new players in left and right. Parker Geis, 5'9 junior, checks in. He's got the ball left side of the court, boxed in momentarily. Gives it up to Wendell. Left corner, Dylan Top. Now Jamison Meyer. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Here's a reach-in foul committed 30 feet away by the Pirates, Ethan Jackson. One and one for the Trojans. Up the Botkins Trojans, by virtue of this victory here tonight, will advance on to a sectional championship or district semifinal, however you want to term it, on Friday against Fort Loramie. Jamison Meyer has just drilled a free throw, and he has just knocked down a pair. 55-33. 22-point lead, Botkins. Foul line extended left. Jump shot pumped up there by Zumberger of the Pirates. Short. Rebound by Top. Backcourt to Meyer. Meyer's hounded. Tied up. Arrow favors Riverside. But Chuck, we get an off day tomorrow.
We can watch it snow.
Yeah. I think my voice has held up pretty well.
Yeah, sounds good.
Two doubleheaders, back-to-back nights.
Not a lot of screaming excitement in any of the four games.
I tell you what, if I'd done a lot of screaming in the last four games, I would have been speechless by this time.
I'll tell you, the two games Thursday night, well, the first game Thursday night especially, should be a good one. Covington and Troy Christian.
That's even Steven.
Yeah, absolutely.
On paper, it is a stalemate.
And who knows what Rushi's going to throw at Jackson Center.
Oh, yeah.
They know him really well.
Jackson's got to beat him a third time to advance. Ball lobbed in by the Pirates out near midcourt. It is tracked down on the play by Kale Long. Kale Long gives it up baseline left. Zach Armbruster's in now. 6'1 sophomore forward. As is Caleb Schindewolf, a 6'2 freshman forward. Steal Botkins. Jamison Meyer down to Wendell. Wendell baseline left. Off the backboard. Got it. 57-33. Botkins by 24. And streaking down the floor. Zumberger into the lane. Missed it. No good. Double dribble Botkins. Don't think it was witnessed by the referees. They were all shielded. That was number 31 for Botkins. Carson Motter, 6'3 freshman, in off the bench. Chuck, he was dribbling that ball in traffic at midcourt. It came up to his waist. and he tucked it into his tummy for a stride.
Yeah, he did.
And then put it right back on the deck.
Well, he got into the Heisman pose and then went ahead and made the move.
57-33, Botkins, free throw by Motter is in. Tell you what, we saw a Minster player, Retterman, get away with that kind of a play in the final 15 seconds against Anna, and that was the game-winning basket.
It was the game-winning basket.
He clearly palmed it or traveled or carried it. A good five-step from the basket wasn't seen. That was a well-worked game that night, except for a couple calls late.
Yep.
Did Motter make one, miss one?
Made one, missed one.
Riverside got the rebound. Threw it to midcourt. Then up over the timeline, the Pirates. Jump shot below the foul line, but Brody Rhodes, no good. Rebound Botkins, a minute 44 to go. 58-33 in favor of Botkins. Botkins had run out to a 47-20 lead before Riverside trimmed it to 49-33. Now Botkins has reeled off nine in a row to seal this game up. Botkins baseline right, knocked out of bounds. Cole Steinke, 6'4 sophomore, in now for the Trojans. Baseline left, Parker Geis, playmaker. On the arc it goes to Jack Dietz, a 5'8 soft. He unloads a three ball, a little too much mustard on it. Rebound down to Riverside. 65 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Here's a fake shot from the foul line by the Pirates. Ball dealt into the right corner to Brody Rhodes. Slapped out of bounds by Botkins. No, deflected last by the Pirates.
I think he dribbled it off his foot.
Minute to go. 60 seconds remaining here in the fourth. Here's a long three-pointer by Botkins. No good. Shot it by Steinke. Let one go from distance. Rebound is punched out of bounds by the Pirates. And Parker Geis inbounds it, gets it back, throws it to Jamison Meyer out near the Pickwa Indians logo at midcourt. 46 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Botkin spreading the floor, not electing to shoot. I don't think Riverside is too anxious about fouling. This might very well end up the game. 58-33, Botkins, a half minute to go. So many thanks tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, a ScoresBroadcast.com. Couldn't have gotten started without the help of LaCal in 2006-2007. U.S. Bank, 29 locations, Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, best sports page around. There's the buzzer. That's it. Botkins 58, Riverside 33. Riverside gave Botkins all it can handle for the first 8 minutes. It was a 13-13 game through the first quarter. But Botkins, like it did against Newton, eventually put away its foe. Outstanding second and third quarters by Botkins to run away with this game by 25 points. Stage is set. Third match of the year. Botkins and Fort Loramie Friday night at 7. The two clubs split in the regular season. Botkins in overtime at the Trojans gym. And Fort Loramie won late in the year at home over Botkins by a score of 52-34. In fact, the spread of time between the two games, between Botkins and Fort Loramie, will be just 2 weeks. 2 weeks apart between the Fort Loramie and Botkins games. Yes, as the Botkins fans file out directly behind us. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring here tonight.
Well, it's okay. Riverside led by, they had Zumberger with 9, they had Offlick with 9. Nobody in double figures. On the other side, Botkins led by Jaden Pretty with 14, 13 from Jacob Plyman, and they got 9 from they got 9 from somebody. I don't think it was Parker Geis. They got 9 from Tyler Free.
Yes.
And 6 from Carter Plyman. 58-33 was your final, and I'm going to go with Jacob Plyman as the Clancy's player of the game.
And Jacob earns the award tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, located, as I said, on Wapakoneta Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Technically two sectional championship games here tonight. One by Fort Loramie, 39-25 over Mississinewa Valley, and one by Bodkins, 58-33 over Riverside in the nightcap. Call them second round games, call them sectional finals. I've called them for years sectional semis. Apparently the language has changed.
Yep.
Because this, technically, according to the Southwest District Board, was a sectional title game. And Friday night, between Fort Loramie and Bodkins, we've got a district semi.
Well, I mean, I guess. And normally they'd be planning to go to UD. This year they're planning to go to Butler because UD's gym is tied up.
Right.
But the regionals are played at UD this year.
Yes.
So
yeah.
You got to win a couple of more games to get down to get to play at the arena.
No webcast tomorrow night. We're back in action right here at the Garbery Gym on Thursday. A doubleheader. Troy Christian, Covington, game one. Tip-off at 6. Webcast time at 5:45. And in the second game, it's Jackson Center and Rushi for the third time this year. Should be a lot of fun. I expect a couple of close ball games on Thursday night, Chuck.
I think they both could be good ball games.
So many thanks to additional underwriting sponsors, new ones here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, plus Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Don't forget Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget. That's Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. The in-between south of Bodkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets Get Connected to Your Benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you very much, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Again, no webcast tomorrow, doubleheader Thursday, webcast time 5:40. Troy Christian, Covington game one, Jackson Center, Rushi game two, Fort Loramie, Bodkins on Friday night. Saturday night, the two winners Thursday come back here at Garbery Gym in Piqua for a tip-off at 7. And at the very least, on Saturday afternoon, we've got the Fort Loramie girls playing Franklin Monroe in a girls D4 district game, tip-off at 3. Webcast time, 2:40 p.m. Saturday afternoon. And that's the remainder of the week-long schedule.
That's all we got?
That's all we got.
Nothing on Sunday?
And despite the tail end of the flu still dragging me down, Chuck, I've gotten through four games in two nights and sound pretty much okay.
Yep, I think so. And I haven't had a heart attack, so I guess we're both doing pretty well.
we're hanging on. We're hanging on. What'd you like from Fort Loramie tonight? Defense as usual. Offense sputtered at times. Maybe off the 8 days hurt. Should be back in good stead for the Friday night district semi.
I would think so. I mean, I'm not a fan of taking byes. Understand why he took a bye, because their team's kind of banged up and gave him an extra night. But I love the fact that you get out here on the floor, you get one into your system. You know, I think at this time of year, you want to play. You don't want to sit. You want to play.
Botkins, Fort Loramie, a third time this year, twice in 2 weeks. Twice in 2 weeks,
yeah.
They'll play.
Now, the last time when we saw them at Fort Loramie, Loramie just ran them off the floor.
Who's got the psychological edge on Friday?
Well, I think Loramie does, unless, I mean, Botkins going to have a good start, because they just really did nothing offensively against Loramie that night. And Loramie's defense was just suffocating.
And you can bet Botkins will see better D on Friday night than the Trojans saw in their first two tournament games.
Oh, but yeah. But you're playing Fort Loramie, and especially in this gym, there's just something about Fort Loramie all through the years that I would sit over there at the scorer's table, and when Loramie came in, Dan Hagemeyer and Carl Ratterman and that, you know, just a whole list of coaches, and they have always played outstanding defense.
Well, we'll see you once again in two nights, 5:40 p.m. pregame webcast time before the Troy Christian Covington game here on Scorers Broadcast. Again, so many thanks over the past week to Matt Zerker and Mike Wick for assisting and filling in, to Jeff Bray for traveling north all the way from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Who in the world this time of year, Chuck, would travel from Myrtle Beach to Ohio?
Well, he brought us a little bit of weather. I mean, this past weekend wasn't too bad.
No. Thanks to Jeff. Ron Mooney is our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night until Thursday. From here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym, the winners tonight in Division IV tourney games, Fort Loramie over Mississinewa Valley, and Botkins defeated Riverside, on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.